Hello, welcome to our first episode. Today we'll be talking about investment. So what my dad is doing currently, which I kind of want to try to get his idea from, which I think is really cool. I mean, it's not a really boring investment. It is actually an interesting one. And he does make money for doing this. But so he collects like very, very old toys from back in like the 1990s or in the 80s, something like that, all those toys and all that stuff, and he has a lot. So we like, sometimes we go to this place called Rogue Toys. I think you guys should go there. It is a really phenomenal place. That's where I kind of started wanting to start collecting action figures, is because I saw that it's a store where all these old toys, all these old stuff, right, from back, really back then, and I just looked at the Star Wars, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I would tell you my favorite bounty hunter, my favorite Sith Lord, my favorite Jedi, and my favorite Alliance. Let me actually get to that first. My favorite Sith Lord is Lord Vader, indeed, aka Anakin Skywalker. I don't want to go get too into it, because I don't know if a lot of people have seen it or not yet, but he's one of my favorite Sith Lords. Favorite bounty hunter of mine is Boba Fett. He's really cool. His dad was Jango Fett, but then something happened to Jango Fett, so then that's why he became Boba Fett, and he is a bounty hunter. One of my favorite bounty hunters. He's just really cool looking, and he takes shit seriously. And then my favorite Jedi, Master Mace Windu, because he's the only Jedi that has a purple lightsaber. I forgot his reason why that was the only lightsaber, but it was, he's the only one with purple. We went to Rogue Toys, and they had a huge selection of items, from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, He-Man, they had, Star Wars, they had Marvel, they had DC, they had almost any toy you can think about, they have. So I went in with my dad and my brother the first time, because, you know, normally I don't do stuff like that, but as we were doing a sleepover at my brother's friend's house, and then I went, so then my dad had to tell me how to go there, so I was like, okay, that's fine with me. So after that, I went in, we saw, it was a nice store, and I was like, oh my god, I think I should start collecting. So I looked at the figures. I already pointed out all the bounty hunters, because I love the bounty hunters, because the bounty hunters is a, you know, really cool. It's a really cool faction, and that is my dream job, is to become a bounty hunter. Because it's just because I really like the bounty hunter business. So I like went in and I saw the Star Wars figures. They had all the episodes, and they had Black Series, which if you guys don't know about the, I think it's the Black Series or the Dark Series. It is one of those two, but it's really cool. They have a lot of cool stuff in there. I was gonna ask my dad about this one particular. It was Boba Fett and Boss. They had Dengar. They had a lot of figures. That is self investment, because you can make so much money just because a lot of people are asking for it. The really old toys. And some of the toys, so I saw this one Chewbacca in a box. It was the original Chewbacca in a box. He was, if you wanted to get him, he was $700 to $800. Yeah, action figure, very old action figures in a box, the very original character, in good condition, equals $700. So, you can basically make your investment back. So, basically, you can make your money back. You know, eventually, they'll go higher and higher the price you go. You just, the best way to figure out, so the best thing about collecting is there's different terms for characters, for in the box, out of the box. I don't know a lot of it, because I just started this this little thing with my with my dad and my brother, but I really like some of the figures. They were really cool. My brother picked up a CP3, original C-3PO, and Darth Sidious, and I thought he picked up, oh no, my dad also picked up the TIE, we also picked up a TIE Fighter, we picked up a, what else did we pick up? We picked up a Han Solo in a really nice box, in a nice container. Had like the Rebel sign on it. It's probably gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth probably a lot of money in the future. And then with the other series, which I was telling you guys about before, but it was really cool because I think I just want to start getting it because in my future house, I want to set up a collection room. So it's going to have a lot of glass containers around. And it's going to have, so there's going to be this one glass container with all, like, I don't know how many there are, but all the original Star Wars characters, like the toys in one with a TV above it, just playing a whole bunch of Star Wars movies. And then what I want to do after that is, I want to add, and then all the other Star Wars toys will be on the sides. I primarily want the original, very original toys in a glass container, lined up in a nice container in the collection room. And then after I'm done with Star Wars, because Star Wars will probably take a long time. After Star Wars, I want to work on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then after I finish the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm going to work on He-Man. But then I'm not going to collect the old WWE. I'm just not a huge, huge fan on WWE. But it's really cool. Rogue Toys is definitely the nice. It's really cool. I think I should check it out. I know they do have a website. And we have some of the stores here in Las Vegas, which is really cool. But But yeah, that's what my dad does. He collects figures and then he gives them to people and then he gets money. It's a really good way to invest in money because it is really cool and it's a really fun thing to do. I'm not gonna, until I have to give them away, I will. But for now, I'm just gonna buy the figures and collect them. I don't care about money. I just really just want to get some nice cool toys that are really really old, and then just collect them. But yeah. But that is a cool way of investment. If you want to try that, it's really fun. But yeah, thank you for listening for episode 1. There's going to be another episode coming out soon. I'm going to try to figure out the script. But do not worry. It is coming out really, really soon. So stay tuned. All right, guys. I'll see you on the next one.